Learn why you might want to narrate your book before you publish it, and how narration can actually improve your writing. Join me for 6 reasons to narrate your book on Fabulous Writing Tips. Hello, and welcome to Fabulous Writing Tips. I'm your host, Patricia Simpson. Today, I'd like to talk about 6 reasons why you might want to narrate your book. So if you're like me, you're an indie author, you finish a book, your critique group has scrutinized it, you've sent it off to a couple beta readers for their feedback, you've made those final edits, you think it looks good, and you're ready to publish, right? I don't think so. Make an audiobook. Here's why. Reason number 1 is that the ear hears what the eye skips over. In this day of digital media, we've grown accustomed to skimming for information. We can scan paragraphs for salient points and move on in the blink of an eye. Our eyes are designed to do this. Most of us can read words whose letters are jumbled up almost as easily as if they were in the right order. Understanding at a glance is a skill. But this skill is not so great for editing. You know, my eyes will gloss over 2 "thes" in a row without even stopping, especially if there's a line break in between. But if I'm reading the manuscript aloud, I'm using my brain in a different way. When reading as a narrator, the brain knows it has to quit skimming. Pay attention to what the mouth is saying and what the ear is hearing, and take the time to understand and pronounce each and every word. And this is where you catch all the bad stuff. Reason number 2 is that narration catches convoluted writing. Sometimes, after numerous rewrites, and I'm the worst for this, we can overwork a paragraph until it reads like a James Joyce novel. Long, convoluted phrases can lose your reader and force them to backtrack just to understand what you're trying to say. The horror. You don't realize how convoluted the writing is because you've read it 1,000 times when you were working on it, so you could probably recite it by heart. When you read your book out loud, however, your voiceover actor self will experience the same confusion a reader experiences. What's the subject of this passage? Where does the emphasis belong? Am I droning on and on? It kind of sounds like it. If you get that little niggling sensation that you're droning, stop. It's probably something you should pay attention to. Bottom line is, why would you want to make your reader work so hard? When you read your book out loud, your ear will catch convoluted passages as you encounter them. You will stumble over convolutions your eye has skimmed over. Granted, it's stellar prose, and who wouldn't award you the Booker Prize for the turn of phrase that was just so perfect, so golden, you just have to keep it in because it reads so wonderfully, especially since there's a semicolon, colon, and an em-dash, or maybe even some parentheses. Because really, writing novels can show off a person's genius and phraseology as no other medium. Oh, how did that sound? That's pretty convoluted. So KISS, people. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, Steinbeck. Your readers will thank you for it. Reason number 3 is narration catches overuse of adverbs. Most writers know the less adverbs they use, the better their text flows. Adverbs can really slow down a sentence, but those pesky adverbs crop up no matter how vigilant we are. If you read your book out loud, you will catch a lot of extra adverbs because they are often difficult to pronounce in a sentence, at least for me. Try saying this phrase 3 times. feeling peculiarly safe with him. Feeling peculiarly safe with him. Feeling peculiarly safe with him. Now, I actually didn't stumble too bad on that, but it sounds weird, doesn't it? It sounds like your tongue is like falling into the back of your throat. So we don't want that. And we don't usually want the adverb. I mean, what does peculiarly mean anyway? So just say feeling safe with him. Drop the adverb if the sentence doesn't require it. It rarely does. Reason number 4 is that audio playback finds plot holes. The book takes a long time to create, right? Sometimes years. Over time, even the best of us can forget details from chapter 1 to chapter 40. Years may have gone by since you mentioned the red spoon in chapter 1. So how does it become green in chapter 40? If you read your book cover to cover, you might catch the spoon mistake. But again, your eye is trained to understand on the fly, and it's moving fast. According to Wikipedia, the average adult reads text at 250 to 300 words per minute. Narration is done at 150 words per minute. So your mouth is going twice as slowly as your eyes. And those eyes will gloss over so much. There's something about the brain-to-eye connection that is totally different than the brain-to-ear connection, at least for me. If I take that same book and listen to the audio track, I have a totally different experience. I'm not reading text with my fingers poised to go to the next page. I am in the book. I am in that world. My ears engage my brain and keep it inside the story instead of streaking forward with the eyes. I am usually amazed at the details I find to fix in the text, or things I've said too many times, or things I've renamed, even overuse of tags like he said, he glanced, you know, he barked. You can usually drop all of those tags and just use action words, especially in an audiobook, because you're changing your voice for each of the characters in that scene. In the old days, a good editor caught many such errors. But the last editor I had was too busy to care as much as she should have. I was amazed at the errors that got through a traditional publisher. So now, I do the line edits myself using audio. But it's totally worth it. In fact, I could get rid of totally. Editing for the ear has made me a much better writer. In fact, as I edit the audio, I keep my Word document open so I can alter the text as I go. Then both audiobook and manuscript are exactly the same. And I'll tell you why you want that in a few minutes in this podcast. Reason number 5 is you know how you want things said. Have you ever watched a movie and thought the actor emphasized the wrong word in a sentence? They completely missed the punch of the sentence, the timing, or the irony. That can happen if a narrator doesn't understand your meaning or your sense of humor. I'm not saying narrators can't read books well. There are wonderful narrators out there. I'm saying that you are the person who knows how to best interpret your prose. The last reason, reason number 6, is that readers want to read along or multitask. And this is why you want your text to match the audio. I met an avid reader the other day who said they love to read, but have trouble staying on task. They lose their concentration and their place in the book. But if they listen as they read along, they stay in the book. Again, that special ear-brain connection. So if they buy a book, they always buy the audiobook too. That was a revelation to me. Audiobooks are time-consuming to make. but the profit on them is much larger than a book sale. If there are more people like Kelly out there wanting to buy both versions of your book, you should make the audiobook available to them. More sales. And what's wrong with that? Plus, more and more people are jogging, cleaning, and driving while listening to books and podcasts. I predict the audio market will one day be almost as popular as the text market. Why not reap the benefits of this growing market and improve your writing at the same time? It's a win-win situation. If you'd like to find out more details on how I narrate a book, like what software and hardware I use, please see my blog post, DIY Audiobooks, on my website at patriciasimpson.com. That's it. 6 reasons why you might want to narrate your own book before you publish it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and if you liked it, please subscribe to Fabulous Writing Tips, and I will see you soon. Thanks for listening, and happy reading. Bye for now. You've been listening to Fabulous Writing Tips. Happy writing, happy reading, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Oh, thank you.